Monica Metz here, certified health coach, and today we are talking about what to do if we're worried about getting protein on a more veggies please diet. That might mean that you're a part-time vegan or you're an aspiring vegetarian or you're just trying to get more veggies on your plate, but are worried that you're not going to get enough protein. Or sometimes this happens, often this happens, the people around you are more worried than you are. They're saying, "Oh my gosh, how are you going to get enough protein on this mostly plant diet?" So anyway, that is what we are talking about today. Thank you so much for joining me. We're going to dive right into it. And if you have any questions along the way, just let me know. I'll try to pay attention to the comments over here. Okay, so let's get going. So the reason I wanted to do today's live chat is because I feel like a lot of people, when the new year started, they thought, you know what? I'm going to eat more veggies. And maybe their doctor had talked to them. Maybe that's the inspiration because a lot of people I know or people in my membership, they had their blood work done and then they came back and they said, oh my gosh, my cholesterol is worse than I thought it was going to be. And now the doctor is talking about putting me on medication and I just really don't want to do that. So they're looking to eat a more plant-based diet. Not necessarily all plant-based, just more plant-based. More veggies, more fruits, more healthy plant foods. So I wanted to talk about that because I know a lot of people are trying to eat more veggies, and that in and of itself can be a little different, a little tricky, maybe a little bit overwhelming if people aren't used to that. But then they get this more like added stress that, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Because now, like, I have to worry about protein. So let's talk about that because I do not want you to worry about it. Because you probably don't have to worry about it. Most people don't. So let's talk about that. Most people don't need to worry about getting more protein because, in most cases, most Americans are getting more protein than they actually need. Sometimes they're eating 50% more protein than they need because there's so much marketing around high protein snacks and, like, do you have protein? You need protein to build lean muscle. So there's so much nutrition confusion around protein. So I just wanted to kind of walk you through what that looks like. How do you know if you're getting enough protein? So of course, protein is essential. We need it for building muscles. We need it for all sorts of functions in the body. But it's really, really easy to get that even on a lame plant-based diet. Not that I'm suggesting that you be on a lame plant-based diet, but if you were worried about it, you know, if you were just eating oatmeal and peanut butter toast all day and maybe having some soy milk, you'd probably be getting enough, if not more than what you need. So, what you need to know too is that if you get too much protein, that can be hard on your kidneys and it can also raise your risk for cardiovascular disease, maybe certain types of cancer. If you're relying on red meat or a lot of chicken that's raised in kind of a janky kind of way, you know, like a lot of antibiotics or chemicals used in that process, if you're overeating that kind of chicken or that kind of meat or that kind of pork, or if you're eating fish that is high in mercury, like tuna, that's obviously not good for the body either. So when you eat too much animal protein, it actually introduces you to all these other risk factors that you may not even be considering in your quest to get more protein, because that's what popular culture is telling you to do, which I don't blame anybody for that. There's so much messaging around that because there's big business in selling more chicken, more meat, more fish, and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's not a multi-billion dollar ad campaign available for broccoli or kale. There's just no money in it. So anyway, how do we know how much we need? So I'm going to read from my notes here. You could Google this, it's really easy to find, but your dietary recommendation is 0.8 grams of protein per kilo of body weight. So to calculate your weight in kilograms, you divide your weight in pounds. So let's say 140 pounds divided by 2.2, and then you multiply by 0.8. So for example, for the numbers for a woman, average woman who's 140 pounds, if we applied that formula, 140 pounds divided by 2.2 times 0.8 is approximately 51 grams of protein per day. That's the dietary recommendation. It's not a lot. It's really easy to get, especially when you figure that a chicken breast or kind of the average amount of chicken that someone eats, you know, that might be 30 grams of protein right there. And there's virtually protein in everything we eat, from broccoli and spinach, all the way up to the things that we think about, like red meat, chicken, eggs, those kind of sources. So now that hopefully you're worrying a little bit less about whether you're getting enough protein, let's talk about, let's say that you're like, yeah, I get that, but I still want to make sure that I feel satiated by my meals and I want to feel like I'm getting enough protein. Now let's talk about 5 really easy to use plant-based sources of protein. So first, I got my props here. First is tempeh. This is a local product that's made here in Oregon where I live. So tempeh is made from whole soybeans. It is fermented. It is considered to be more nutritious and kind of easier to digest than tofu, although I like tofu too. I eat that probably once or twice a week. Tempeh is tofu's kind of high protein, less processed cousin. Now, it's not super mainstream. A lot of people don't really know what to do with tempeh. You don't see it in a lot of restaurants. So cooking this kind of stuff is what we talk about a lot inside my membership program, More Veggies, Less Meat. But today, I just want to talk about tempeh and what it is. It's a high protein plant-based food. It is 31 grams in 1 cup, which is a lot of protein for a plant-based food. So what I like to do with tempeh is first you want to look for organic. Any soy product, you want to make sure that it's organic because that means it will be a non-GMO product. And tempeh, it's really great to first you got to steam it. That removes some of the bitterness, and then that also prepares the tempeh to absorb a marinade. And so that's really my favorite way to prepare it, is to steam it first, to marinate it, then either cook it in the Instant Pot or pan fry it. Sometimes I marinate it in barbecue sauce, and then I pan fry that, and we make tacos out of it. So it's a really, really versatile product, or food, I should say, because it's really minimally processed. You could crumble tempeh into your chili that you're making, or your taco filling, or what else, any sort of stew. Tempeh is just a really, really great option for that. So that's food number one. Now, food number two is edamame. This is frozen edamame beans. I think these are out of the shell. Really great frozen food to stock up on, because you could just cook these really quickly. You could add them to a salad. You could add them to a soup. You could add them to a bowl. I have a salad on my website I think it's the Thai chop salad. And I have some edamame in there for extra protein. So edamame, 29 grams in 1 cup. So that's a really, really high protein profile for this plant-based food. But edamame, you know, kids love to eat edamame, like pulling the beans out of the shell. You can buy them in the frozen section, either in the shell or out of the shell. I kind of prefer out of the shell because then you can just throw them into anything. Really easy to use. Okay, so food number three is lentils, coming in at 18 grams a cup. You can buy them canned. You can use black lentils. You can use brown lentils. These are two staples that I always have in my pantry. How do I use them? Actually, I used them last night for Taco Tuesday. Lentils, I use a combination of lentils, cauliflower, rice, some other things for our taco filling. Lentils are really high in protein. And if you're kind of used to that ground meat texture in something like chili or taco seasoning or taco filling, then lentils are gonna just jump right in and be a great substitute for you. Or if you are trying to transition from a meat-based diet or a meat-heavy diet, or you're trying to transition some of your family members over to something a little bit more meatless, you could substitute half of the meat or the ground meat in that recipe for chili or taco filling. You know, use a half a pound of meat or ground turkey or whatever you are going to be using, and then offset it with a can of beans, or maybe two. It really depends on, you know, how much taco stuff you're making. But that's a really, really great way to use lentils. You can also use red lentils. I cook with red lentils a lot because they're really, really great in soups and stews and curries. I use red lentils all the time, and they're just so easy to cook. They cook quickly. They're low maintenance. All of these foods are really low maintenance. That's what I really like about them, because when I think back to like cooking chicken, or sometimes when I cook chicken for other people, I don't know, animal proteins to me are high maintenance, because they got to be the right temperature. You got to make sure you're not going to make anybody sick. How long is it going to stay good in the refrigerator? And they're just, I don't know, maybe because I'm not used to it anymore, I just feel like it's high maintenance. I feel like this is so much easier for me, especially if I'm trying to get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. Okay, so we talked about lentils. Next on our list is black beans. Black beans, canned or from scratch, come in at 15 grams in one cup. So another great, healthy, plant-based protein. You know what to do with black beans, I'm sure. You can put them in burritos, burrito bowls, soups, salads, taco salads. Really, really versatile. I feel like if America were to have a bean that we use, you know, mainstream, I feel like black beans, maybe chickpeas. Chickpeas are having a moment. I love chickpeas too. They're not as high. Well, actually they are. They're the same. Sorry, I'm looking at my notes. They're 15 grams per cup. So black beans, chickpeas, 15 grams per cup. We use black beans and chickpeas every week in my household. So black beans, like I said, we use them for salads and soups and stews and chili, tacos. Chickpeas I use all the time for like a smashed chickpea salad, which is kind of like, reminds me of a tuna salad that I used to eat all the time. Recipes on my website at monicametz.com. We use them, I roast them with veggies, and then we make like a wrap out of those. It's really, really tasty. And I don't know, we just use them a ton. I'll make like just a regular chickpea salad with some chopped avocado, some chopped red bell pepper, some seasonings, something spicy. That's another just really quick impromptu salad I like to put together. So anyway, those are our five plant-based proteins. Now that's only one portion. So if you were thinking like, okay, like doing the math, if you're thinking like I need 50-ish grams of protein a day, like there's only 31 in that serving of tempeh, or there's only 29 in that serving of edamame. Well, just remember, this is only one meal we are talking about, and it's only one part of the meal that we're talking about. You're going to get protein from the other parts of your meal, as well as the other meal or meals that you're eating in any given day. So to give you the rundown on that, quinoa comes in at 8 grams per serving. A bagel, this was so crazy. I didn't know this until I looked it up. A bagel, 10 grams of protein. I just, that blows my mind. Not that a bagel, I mean, they're not the healthiest food, but come on. Like I would have never thought it was a protein rich food. Peanut butter, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, 8 grams of protein. Almonds, another one of our favorite snacks, 1/4 cup of almonds, 8 grams. So your peanut butter, your almonds, you're gonna get 8 grams. 2 slices of whole wheat bread, you know, a really great healthy whole wheat bread, 7 grams. Spinach, I was saying earlier, you're gonna get protein in your vegetables. You're gonna get it from your spinach and your broccoli. Spinach, 5 grams, broccoli, 4 grams. So if you think about all those proteins from the food that you're eating throughout the day, throughout your meals, you're easily gonna reach that 50-ish grams of protein that you need per day. So let's talk about, well, what would a typical day look like in that kind of routine? If you're trying to eat more veggies, a more veggies please diet, as I like to call it. So breakfast, let's say you just had basic, like a green smoothie, had a little bit of fruit in it. You're using some nut, some seed milk, maybe it's some almond milk or some hemp milk. I like to throw some hemp seed in there. And if you were really worried about it, well, I like to use hemp and flaxseed, but if you were really worried about it, you could use a plant-based protein powder. Like we've talked about all this protein. I didn't even mention protein powder. One, because it's a processed food. There are a lot of really kind of shady protein powders out there. Simple is better. But if you really felt like you needed a supplement for whatever reason, you can add on a really clean, you know, kind of pure source of plant-based protein powder. But that was breakfast. Okay, so lunch, let's say you have a big salad. You have 2 or 3 different kinds of your favorite vegetables, your toppings. Maybe you throw in some chopped tempeh that you've prepared earlier and or some chickpeas. If you live in Portland, my favorite salad is the Hail to the Kale from Crisp. I love that salad so much. It has tempeh in it. They do a really nice job on their tempeh. And then they also have chickpeas on that salad. It's a really great salad, so check them out. Also, Harlow. Harlow does an amazing job on tempeh. So it's over on Southeast Hawthorne. They have a brunch that's just killer using this smoky tempeh. Anyway, if you're new to tempeh, you should go try it out there because they have tempeh down to an art, and I just think it's amazing. Okay, so let's lunch. Sorry, I got distracted by my tempeh love. So anyway, that's lunch. And then snack, Let's say you need a snack, you're having apple slices with a little bit of almond butter or maybe a little bit of hummus. And then dinner, keeping it light. We don't want to eat a lot before we go to bed. So maybe we're doing some like a black bean soup and we have a little bit of salad. We're really, really hungry. Maybe we have a little side of roasted potatoes or something like that. So it's easy. You know, we're not having to like think about protein and make it be the, you know, job one of all of our meals. It just kind of fits in there. It's just kind of easy. We don't have to overthink it. Okay, so let's recap our five sources of plant-based protein to power up your plate are: number one, tempeh, which came in at 31 grams for a cup. Look for organic when you're buying it. Edamame, 29 grams in a cup. Also look for organic when you're buying that because it's a soy product. Lentils, 18 grams. Black beans, 15 grams. And chickpeas at 15 grams. All of this without resorting to any kind of high protein processed foods or protein powders. It's easy. You've got this. You're going to get enough protein. Now you just have to figure out, well, what kind of easy protein can I work with to make my meal prep easier and delicious? So we talked about those five foods today. So that's all I have today. If you want to take a deeper dive, we talk about this stuff all the time inside my membership program, More Veggies, Less Meat. It's not open for enrollment right now, but you could get on the wait list at monicametz.com/moreveggies. If you're wondering like, well, what is an online membership about? More Veggies, Less Meat. We have group coaching. I do live classes. I have cooking videos. I have a monthly action plan where I'm trying to help people get more traction in their wellness goals because we have people working on different things. I mean, some people are trying to lose weight. Some people are trying to reduce their cholesterol without medication, or they want to get off their medication. Some people are going through menopause and they just want to feel better. We address all sorts of wellness goals and dreams inside my membership, More Veggies, Less Meat. So again, enrollment isn't open, but if you want to get on that for the wait list, go to monicametz.com/moreveggies. Okay, so that's it. We talked about our five plant-based proteins. I hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions along the way, just leave me a comment, or if you are on my email list at any time, just hit reply and let me know what's up, and we'll get it figured out. Okay, thank you so much for joining me, and I will talk to you soon. Take care.